This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We have elections coming up on November 6th. We have General Assembly elections and a whole slew of local elections, the school board, Commonwealth's attorney, city council, Albemarle County Sheriff, and Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. And growth is shaping up to be the pivotal issue here as we approach these elections. It's not really taxes and schools. It is growth and what is being done or not being done, or if you're very happy with the way it's being handled or you're not. That seems to be the issue that most people are focused on as we approach November 6th. Tom Loach has been a resident of the Crozet area in western Albemarle County for nearly 20 years. And he joins us live in studio. This growth in Crozet is really, it's your issue. I mean, it's besides someone who works in the Planning Commission, I'm hard-pressed to think of anybody outside of, you know, like Brian Wheeler or somebody on the Board of Supervisors or the Planning Commission who has paid such close attention to growth in Western Albemarle County. Tom, you've lived out there for almost 20 years. You were a member of the citizens group that helped to craft the Crozet master plan years ago when the county came to residents of Crozet and said, hey, you know, if some of you want to step forward and help us figure out what Crozet is going to grow to, what it's going to look like in the future. And you were one of those people that stepped up and said, okay, I'd like to participate.
Well, you have to remember, I wasn't alone. If you look at the stats, you'll see that almost every meeting that we had on the master plan, there were well over 100 people. And according to the county on their website, there were over 20,000 hits on the Crozet website for the master plan. So there was a lot of interest in the master plan. So I never felt like I was alone in the situation. You also have to remember that after the situation that arose between the 12,000 population and 24,000 population, we had well over 1,000 people sign a petition to ask the board to listen to the master plan that the people had developed and not the one that they invented.
So just by way of review, when was this master plan written?
Well, you can look back. We started at around 2000.
Around 2003.
2003.
Right. And the master plan was basically a way of the citizens of the area and the local government sort of being on the same page, agreeing as to how they sort of want to grow this growth area that is Crozet.
Right, and it's the same for all growth areas. You have two choices. You can grow haphazardly and run down at every rezoning and say no, or you can try and take a global approach like we did in Crozet and said, all right, fine, we're a growth area, we'll accept a growth, but let's sit down and plan this together so we know what we're going to get. We can have input into it through the whole, you know, process. And the second thing is that we knew what it would cost at the end of it in terms of infrastructure. So that was the model that we were trying to follow.
Right. It would be sort of a prescription for growth. Like before you start looking at new housing developments and roads and stuff, sit down with the people who live here already and figure out exactly what you want to do down the road.
Exactly. And you have to remember what they were asking the community to do at that time was to go from a community of 3,000 and quadruple our size to 12,000. It was a lot to ask of the people to swallow at that time. And I think the town, to our credit, to their credit, did a magnificent job in doing the master plan, in coming to some consensus, not by acclamation, but consensus of where we were going, and I think we did a good job.
We're talking with Tom Loach of Crozet. So this master plan comes out then, and the county, everybody's on the same page with saying, we want to build out to a population. When we talk about building out this growth area, we want to build out to a population of about 12,000 people.
Or so we thought.
Or so you thought. Now explain that to us, because then the county came back after everybody had agreed on the master plan and said, well, we really meant 24,000 people.
Right. I mean, as I was saying, a little analogy is you go to buy a car in a no-haggle parking lot. You go out, the price of the car is $12,000. You say, I'll buy that car. You come back next week with your check, you give it to the manager, and the manager says, the price is $24,000. We recalculated. You know, and you turn around and said, well, that can't be. The price is still on the car. It says $12,000. He sends someone out and he says, switch the sign, put $24,000, turns to you and said, nope, it's $24,000. You then say, well, ask the salesman. I talked to him. He told me $12,000. The salesman won't talk to you now. You know, So you're at a loss, and then all of a sudden he takes your check for $12,000 and says, I'll send you the rest of the bill for $24,000. Not only that, but now he wants, on your way out, you're going out mad, he says to you, well, I'm glad, really nice doing business with you. I hope you'll come back for your next car here. I mean, you know, and that's exactly what's happening at this election. We're having the same person come back and say, gee, I hope you liked your car. You'll come back and buy another one from us.
What was the reaction then? Let's be more specific. What was the reaction, Tom, by the local government when Crozet citizens like yourself who worked on this master plan came forward and said, wait a minute, you didn't say 24,000. You said 12 and it's right here in the documents. What did they say?
They said nothing. It was stalemate. I mean... I went to the board, I think, on no less than three occasions and said, show us where you found 24,000 in this plan. And they've never produced one document, not one scintilla of evidence. I thought it was amazing that they spent time enough to go back and have, what's his name, Mr. Gerdebach from the, who did the survey and respond to the Seaville Tomorrow survey, yet they wouldn't do the same thing and have the consultant come back and explain to them. You have to ask yourself two questions. Why didn't they, if there was a controversy about the population, just ask the man that they paid $200,000 to do the master plan to come in and give them the answer, you know? And then why didn't they look at all the documentation that certainly I found and they had access to? Why didn't they look at that documentation? So you get down to the situation, and I can only call it one thing, is that if you don't look for the truth when you know where it is, and you don't look at the truth before you, then what do you call it? And I can only call it a breach of trust with the community. And remember, it's not just Mr. Wyatt. This is the whole board, including the three men who are up for re-election, Mr. Wyatt, Mr. Doria, and Mr. Boyd, all voted to accept this 24,000 myth on what evidence, I don't know.
You reference the architect who was hired to assist the county and the local citizens in actually creating this master plan for the Crozet area. And tell us what you learned recently, because this architect spoke recently in Crozet.
Interestingly enough, the county hired the same architect, Ken Schwartz, to come back and do the downtown master plan. Remember when we did the original master plan, it did not include downtown. We now have him coming back and doing the master plan for downtown. So sitting there.
And this is downtown Crozet.
Downtown Crozet.
And that's what is before the community now is a new master plan just for that downtown area.
Right.
And the same architect who did the big master plan has been hired by the county to come in and do the downtown master plan.
Right. So I asked him, I said, well, two things. Why should we believe the county is going to comply with the downtown master plan any more than they complied with the original master plan? And how do we know if there's another controversy that you won't go to ground and we won't be able to find you? You know? And I said, isn't it true that you wrote the original master plan for a population based on 12,000? And he had to say yes, because I had the PowerPoint presentation that he handed out to the community right in front of him. So, I mean, it was impossible for him to deny that he didn't say this, because there was the evidence.
And what PowerPoint presentation are you referencing?
This was when we had the implementation meeting for the community that Mr. Schwartz had given. There was a PowerPoint presentation, and at that meeting, he handed out a copy of the slides that would be included in the PowerPoint presentation.
Right.
And one of them says very distinctly that population would be between, you know, up to 12,000. And, you know, and it says total population would be 12,000. So there was no discrepancies. There was no fudging. There was no quasi-populations, you know, anything like that. It was down and it was in writing.
And, of course, Tom, we're talking with Tom Locha, a resident of the Crozet area for nearly 20 years and a citizen who worked on the Crozet master plan. All of this is important now, not just because of the election coming up and because these type of issues are so important now, these growth issues are what everybody's talking about. But it's important because the county government, these same people, are now working on master plans again with Crozet and with other communities around the county.
Exactly. I mean, if you're sitting there in Places 29 or if you're out in Pantops, why should you believe that you're going to get a better deal than we got in Crozet? Or they're not going to turn around and say the same thing to you that they said to us. Oh, you misunderstood this plan. It meant something entirely different. I mean, why do you think things are going to change?
And well, what do you think's going on? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, is it as simple as, well, you got some people on the board who are just really want to grow stuff? I mean, they really want to pack the county. They want to pack the growth areas of the county, none of whom, by the way, live in growth areas, if I'm not mistaken.
All except for one. Yeah. So if you're a growth area resident and you're driving home, you have to ask yourself, am I better off today than I was 4 years ago? If you're like me, your taxes are up 20% or better, right? Your water bill is up and you're in the middle of the drought and you can't water your lawn. And you're looking at $142 million for a new water system for 50 years so the developers can continue to go to the bank smiling. You know, you have to look at your drive time, which has probably gone up in the last 4 years. I mean, and they've done this all knowing full well when they made these developments, A, that they weren't going to pay for it themselves, B, that there was no money in for roads and transportation from the county, C, that there was a water looming water problem on the horizon, and by approving more and more development before that water came, you were making the situation in a drought that much worse. So again, if you're a growth area resident, it's time for change, and you have to ask yourself, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And you also have to look and see, is there not a dichotomy in the county between the way you're treated and the way rural residents are treated? If you think about it, everything in this county, there's a growth area solution. If there's a rural protection problem, fine. We're going to give rural residents land use tax breaks to the account of $40 million in the last 4 years. And guess we'll let the growth area residents pick up the tab. You know, if there's a water problem, who do you think is going to pay for that $142 million? It's going to be the people in the growth area who use the water. You know, and it goes on and on and on. It affordable housing. There's not a county solution to affordable housing. There's a growth area solution to affordable housing. We now make up the majority of the people in the county, and it's time for us to use that majority to send a message this election that we're not going to be ignored. We're not going to have things happen like it happened with the Crozet Master Plan, and you better listen to us or you won't have a job either.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.